If you are a regular listener, you have heard the reports, quite a few of them in recent weeks. There is a humanitarian crisis unfolding on the southern border of the U.S. Parents in troubled parts of Central America are sending their children to the U.S. as refugees. Already 50,000 children have arrived, and authorities say that number could soon double. The government is running out of space to even house the children amid scenes of mattresses and Red Cross blankets covering floors in warehouses in Texas and Arizona. Humanitarian crisis, indeed. Representative Stephen Horsford visited Brownsville, Texas over the weekend, and he joins us now. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me on, Dave.
So, Congressman, what did you see in Brownsville when you arrived there?
Well, what I observed was truly heartbreaking. Some 1,000 children at this particular location, every age from infants in diapers to 2 and 3 year old children, young girls, no more than the age of 12 or 13 who were pregnant themselves, likely due to the sex trafficking trade. This is part of the reason that these unaccompanied minors are fleeing, is that in their home countries in Central America, in Honduras and El Salvador, there is sex trafficking, drug cartels, and violent gangs that are literally forcing them from their homes and their communities.
We've seen some video and some photographs of these massive warehouses and hangars where the children are being housed, and it's out of Dickens, but it looks like a Dickensian orphanage on steroids. Is this the best the government can do to house these children?
Well, what is occurring is these children have been detained by Customs and Border Protection officers. According to the law that was passed in 2008 by the Bush administration, for children who come from countries that are non-contiguous, so other than Mexico, they have to be held for no more than 72 hours is what the law says. They're actually being held for over 100 hours because there's not enough available placements in safe foster care homes or other group homes in order to place them in. And so they're stuck in these detention centers where it's deplorable conditions. I mean, they're bare floors, concrete floors, 50 and 60 children in one cell. There was one boy whose image will stick with me for a very long time. He has swine flu, H1N1. He had gotten medical treatment, and they brought him back, and now he's in solitary confinement in one of the cells. So it's really difficult circumstances, and it's why the Congress needs to come together. This is not a time for scoring partisan points. It's time for us to do what's right on behalf of these children who are fleeing their country because they're not safe.
The boy you spoke of, H1N1 flu and in solitary confinement, I assume in a solitary cell to avoid infecting anybody else. Why couldn't they keep him in a hospital?
That was my exact question. And we are trying to follow up to understand why they brought him back. These children should not be in custody of Customs Border Patrol officers. The officers that we spoke to don't want them in custody. They're not trained to change diapers or to be a babysitting service. They need them to be placed in another location that's safe for the children, that's least restrictive for them, so that the border agents can go back doing their job, which is to secure and protect our border.
What happens to these children after they've been held? You said the law says 72 hours. Yes. You said more than 100 in most cases. But what happens to these children after those 100 hours or so expire?
So after the time period that they're held by Customs and Border Patrol, they're to be transferred to an Office of Refugee Resettlement under the Department of Health and Human Services. These children are not considered refugees technically. However, if this incident were happening anywhere else around the world, I'm sure they would be getting refugee status. But the Office of Refugee Resettlement is charged with finding them a placement, either in a foster home, a group home, or some other safe environment until they can be reunited with a family member, either here in the United States or in their home country in Central America. Hmm.
Last week, Vice President Biden went to Central America to try to end rumors that the children would be given some kind of amnesty, but others are saying that these children have to be treated as refugees. You've been there. You've seen these children. What do you think should be done?
Well, I think they should receive some type of temporary protective status. The law under the Bush administration passed in 2008 is clear. They do have a due process. These are not largely children from Mexico. They're from Central American countries who are fleeing violent, oppressive governments and regimes that deserve to be protected. And if this were happening anywhere else in the world, the United States would be calling for their protection. So we as a country need to live up to our standards that we set out to other nations, and we need to live up to that standard ourselves.
Hmm. Where would they go, Congressman, if they are accepted as refugees? What would happen then?
Well, under the refugees law, then there would be additional protections due process, and they would be able to formally apply for asylum. Now, some of these unaccompanied children may very well qualify for asylum, but because they don't have a parent or legal guardian who can advocate on their behalf, the Department of Health and Human Services, who takes custody of them, must ensure that that process is provided for.
Hmm. And yet, we don't seem to have enough space for them now. And authorities are saying there could be more than 100,000 child refugees next year. It sounds like a terrible dilemma.
Well, it is quite a big dilemma, and it's why Congress needs to come together, come up with a thoughtful, compassionate, and bipartisan agreement and solution. The president has deployed his Secretary of Homeland Security, as well as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, to the area, the same location I was at Saturday. They are at this week. I'm hopeful that by next week we'll be able to come together, provide both a short-term solution for the children who are currently in detention, who need to get into a safer placement, and ultimately we need to get to the root cause of what's causing these children to flee to begin with. And there are a set of recommendations from the United Nations on what should be done from a global perspective in Central America. And Dave, let me underscore one point. While the images of the children in these detention centers are deplorable, and they deserve to be in a safer and more secure location, these are the children that made it. There are countless others who died on their way trying to flee, again, very violent and oppressive regimes in their countries in Central America.
So we find ourselves in a position where we feel the need to stop this. And yet, if we do accept these children as refugees, will that make the problem worse in the years to come? Will that encourage more children to flood over the border into the U.S.?
No, because they're not, to be clear, and again, I was there and I listened and talked with people on the ground. These kids are not coming here because of some promise for citizenship or to become legalized in America. They are fleeing drug cartels. They are trying to escape being sex trafficked as young girls. They have no opportunities or very few opportunities. And that is what we need to have a international response to address, because if we don't fix that, there will be more children. So that's why we need the international community to engage with the recommendations from the United Nations on an international response in these Central American countries.
So, Congressman, what can Congress do, especially considering that we seem to live in an age of utter gridlock? What solutions are possible in Washington?
Well, I'm hopeful. The chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, Chairman McCaul, this is the committee that I previously served on, he's actually having a congressional hearing this week, I believe today or tomorrow, in Brownsville, Texas. So we have worked in the past on finding bipartisan solutions. When I served on the committee, we voted unanimously on a border security protection bill. You know, that doesn't happen very often when a bill passes a committee unanimously, but it did. So there is room for us to work together. And I think if we focus on these unaccompanied minors and the challenges and the circumstances that they're fleeing, that we can find a solution that's compassionate, that ensures the dignity of these children and their families, and that ultimately makes sure that our border is safe. I agree with the president when he says, do not send your children to the border, because many of them may not make it. And for those who do, they're going to be trapped in a system that is overburdened and under-resourced.
Congressman Stephen Horsford went to Brownsville, Texas last weekend to look at the problem of refugee children who are spilling over the Mexican-U.S. border. Congressman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dick.